big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the November 9th, 2000 edition of the Big Beat Show, right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. Glad you could drop down to my place tonight. We just open up with The Strangers on the King label from October of 1954. With a tune by that title, Drop Down to My Place. My name is Lou Rollo, and this is Little Butchie and the Vels.
Yeah.
A little unreleased doo-wop there by the Visuals from 1962, Darling, We're in Love. And we preceded that with the Five Sounds on Baritone from 61, Good Time Baby. And we opened that up with Sometimes Little Girl, Little Butchie and the Vells on Angletone from June of 1959. Right now we're going to take you out to the West Coast for some material by a group that has members of the Jacks and Cadets in it, the Rocketeers. At least Willie Davis and Aaron Collins from the Cadets are in this group. They issued this in 1958 on the MJC label. If you haven't heard this before, sit back and relax, because you're really going to like this. Here are the Rocketeers with
My Reckless Heart.
Somewhere.
And right after the Rocketeers, we just heard Ronnie and the Boardwalkers on Rex from 1961 by special request for Russ and Karen of Somerville. She Won't Go Steady in My Reckless Heart was what the Rocketeers did. There was at least 11 groups in the 50s and 60s singing rock and roll, rhythm and blues with the name Serenaders. Here's one of them with something unreleased from the late 50s, probably about 1959. This is called Only Mine.
Yes, you'll be, sure you'll be, won't you be only mine? So here we are, standing under the
you're going to be miles and miles away. I'll think of you both, night and day.
For Johnny B. of Morristown, the Sweet Teens on the Flip label with Forevermore. That came out in January of 1956. And before that, another girl group on the Twirl label, 1959, a group called the Dream Girls. Oh, This Is Why. And we opened that up with the Serenaders, unreleased from 1958 or 9, with Only Mine. In the second half hour of tonight's show, I'm going to feature some cuts off a new CD. Really nice CD called Going Back from the people out at the Fantasy Records in California. Some stuff from the vaults of the Galaxy label, the Fantasy label. I'm going to be playing two from the 4J label tonight, Riverside and Specialty Labels. This is the kind of stuff we always keep our ears out for here on the Big Beat Show, and happy to present it to you a little later on, coming right up. And speaking of girl groups, just heard two. Next week, my special guest will be John Clemente here to discuss his new book on girl groups. He's going to be playing some dynamite girl group recordings. I hope we're going to discuss the whole girl group phenomenon, really, and what it takes to write a book like this, too. So going to get into it a little bit with John Clemente next week here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. Right now, this is Jimmy Jones of the Pretenders, but without the Pretenders, with an unnamed group, this one on the Epic label from 1959.
Even though
Babe, I love you so. That was the West Coast Romancers with something unreleased. There were about seven Romancers groups, too, in the 50s and early 60s, and that's one of them, one of the West Coast Romancers groups. And the title of that was Baby, I Love You So. And before that, Jimmy Jones and an unnamed group from September of 1959 on Epic with Whenever You Need Me. Jimmy Jones, one of the greatest 50s rock and roll New York voices from back in the days on the Apollo label, the Berliners, the Sparks of Rhythm, the Pretenders, oh boy, several other groups, and then many records, big hit records on his own with a great voice, Jimmy Jones right there. And that's just the way I feel.
It's plain to see you're never coming back to me the way I feel for you. I would borrow bigger steel for you, but it doesn't matter what I vow. What's the good? It's too late now. You may believe I've never loved you. Some of our friends have your soul, but why should you listen to friends, dear? Or who in this wide world can know the way I feel? Just can't be denied. You would find a love that's deep and real if you knew the way I feel. If you knew the way I feel,
the way I feel.
Head is spinning around and around, going up and I'm coming down.
That's the way I feel.
Oh, so good.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah, we just heard Clyde McFatter and the Drifters with The Way I Feel, issued in September of 1953 on Atlantic, the great Atlantic label, the house that Ruth built, speaking of Ruth Brown. And then right after that, we heard really a Clyde McFatter sound-alike, Stanley Mitchell and his group, The Tornadoes, who had one recording, two sides for the I think it's just one for Chess. Maybe there were two. I'm pretty sure it was just one. Stanley Mitchell and the Tornadoes. This one is an unissued recording, probably recorded at the same session, 1956, recorded for the Chess label, and a completely different song called That's the Way I Feel. And I want to get to this CD, thanks to the people at Fantasy Records in California. It's called Going Back, a collection of rhythm and blues and soul harmony sounds from the Galaxy Fantasy 4J Riverside and specialty label. It's got groups on it like the Showcases, the Invictas, the Playgirls, Holidays, the Sevilles, the Four Tops. That's right, the Four Tops. Another group called the Serenaders. And several others, really, really nice. And I'm going to give you two right now, two that were recorded for the 4J label. First issued in December of 1962, someone named Little Alice and an unnamed, uncredited group. And we're going to hear Why, Oh, Why. Then right after that, another uncredited group backing up a gentleman by the name of Lonnie Russ. Lonnie Russ. September of 1962, and that's called Something Old, Something New. Here are two cuts from the new CD on the specialty label, specialty CD issued on Fantasy, Little Alice and Group, and Lonnie Russ and Unnamed Group.
I said, darling, are you?
Right after Little Alice and Lonnie Rush, we just heard The Preludes, originally on Cub, 1958 with Vanishing Angel. I'll be playing a couple more from this nice CD in a couple weeks. I guess that'll be the Thanksgiving show because next week John Clemente will be here discussing his book. So when we get back into regular programming, I'll be hitting this CD again a couple of times. Great sound quality on this, too. See if you pick it up. It's in the stores now. Let's go now to, I have about a tad more time, so let's play the tads. Issued originally on the Liberty Bell label out of Phoenix, Arizona in 1956, then in late 1956, reissued on Dot. Here are the tads with Your Reason.
Your Reason, Your Reason, Your Reason, Your Reason.
I knew you didn't love me. After all the things you said last night, I guess it is better to quit than to fall.
Duncan of the Penguins, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
Hello, young lovers. Do not despair. Your love will bloom again someday, somewhere. The sun will shine again.
Oh,
The Adelphi's on the Rim label, December of 1958. The sun will shine again. And just ahead of that, the Tads with Your Reason on Liberty Bell and then on Dot. Right now, we're going to take you to the Fabulous Egyptians, 1965. Here it's called End of Time. Fabulous Egyptians were fabulous on that cut. End of Time. May harmony be with you until next week. And I want to take it out with the Four Nights on the Capitol label from April of 1952. Let's give a listen to It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Till next week, good night.
Be sure. When you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. And millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Be sure it's true when you say, ooh, I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. And millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you,
yes I do. Ooh, I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell.